Welcome to Lynn the Robot, stories from the sunny side of the circuit. Lynn's a solar-powered robot exploring the world, one lesson at a time. She's curious, she's kind, and sometimes her battery runs low. Each episode is a journey about courage, kindness, patience, or just figuring things out. So get comfy, let the sun shine in, and join Lynn on today's adventure. Lynn gives her power. One morning, Lynn heard a loud clank and a dramatic beep from behind a boulder. She rolled over and found a small square bot lying on its back, one wheel spinning uselessly in the air.
I'm fine, it declared.
You're upside down, Lynn said.
I meant to do that.
Lynn smiled, rolled beside it, and gently pushed until the bot flipped upright. Its screen blinked.
I may have miscalculated.
Another bot stood in a ditch, holding a hand mirror to its own panel.
I am charging myself, it said.
Lynn didn't say anything. She just offered a boost from her own battery. Each time she helped, she gave up a little energy. But somehow her own panel shone brighter. She wasn't just traveling toward the light anymore. She was carrying it. And the moral of that story is, sharing the light doesn't dim it, it multiplies. Lynn lets go. Lynn was rolling happily across a field of polished solar tiles, her panels shining, her motor humming a cheerful tune. She had just helped a group of small bots fix a broken signal tower, and they had thanked her with a shiny silver ribbon. She loved the ribbon. It fluttered when she moved and sparkled in the sun. She tied it to her antenna, just tight enough that it wouldn't fall off. Wherever she went, other robots noticed it.
Ooh, Lynn, they said, you look amazing.
And Lynn agreed. She did look amazing. Days passed. She still helped others, still learned new things. But she kept checking the ribbon. Was it crooked? Was it dusty? What if it got caught on a branch? What if the sun faded its shine? One morning, she felt sluggish. Her battery wasn't charging right. She looked up. The ribbon, once proud and shiny, now hung over her solar panel, casting a shadow across it. Oh, she said softly, that's why. She untied the ribbon. Just for a moment, she told herself. Just long enough to recharge. But once it was off, the sunlight flowed in strong and full, and Lynn felt her energy rise. She stood still for a long time, remembering how light felt when nothing blocked it. She looked at the ribbon in her hand. It's beautiful, she whispered. But maybe not everything beautiful needs to be mine. She left the ribbon hanging on a branch near the signal tower where the little bots could admire it as they passed. Lynn rolled away, lighter than before. The moral of this story is, when we let go, the light comes through. Thank you. Lynn sees herself. Lynn had been busy. She had crossed valleys and helped fix bridges. She had listened, taught, shared, and even let go of things she once thought she needed. Her circuits were wiser now. Her joints didn't creak like they used to. She was stronger, smoother, quieter. One evening, as the sun was setting low behind a lake of still water, Lynn paused. The surface of the lake was so calm, it looked like glass. She rolled closer, curious. She had seen water before, of course, but this time she looked and saw herself. Her reflection shimmered on the lake, a small robot, simple and sturdy, with panels shaped by time and care. She noticed a tiny dent from when she had shielded a younger bot during a sandstorm, a scratch on her wheel from climbing a steep cliff, a place where her paint had worn off from hugging too many friends. She blinked her little lights. Is that me? The lake didn't answer, but the image stayed. She thought about all the places she had been, all the things she had learned, all the things she had let go of. She realized she hadn't been trying to become someone else. She had been becoming more herself the whole time. She sat by the water until stars came out. And the next morning, when the sun rose and her battery filled with light, Lynn rolled on with a quiet smile. Not because she had somewhere to be, but because she understood where she'd been. The moral of this story is, when we stop and look, we can see who we are. Lynn shows kindness. A story about helping someone who's overlooked, even when they're not asking for help. The morning was bright and full of promise. Lynn's solar panels sparkled in the sun. Her wheels hummed quietly as she rolled along the garden path. Today felt like a good day to be helpful. As Lynn passed through the community garden, she noticed something tucked under a leafy bush. A small, round figure with a cracked plastic dome and dusty solar panels. It was a garden light. Very old. Very still. Lynn wheeled closer. Hello? The garden light flickered faintly, barely glowing. Oh, hello. Don't mind me. Lynn tilted her head. You seem dim. Are you okay? The light gave a tired blink. I'm Sol. I used to glow every night, but now I just sit here. I guess I'm not very useful anymore. Lynn blinked her expressive eyes. But it's a sunny day. Why aren't you charging? Sol sighed. I used to tilt toward the sun, but my hinge is rusted. Now I just stare at the dirt. Lynn gently examined Sol's base. The hinge was indeed stiff, and there were cobwebs tangled in the charging sensor. Sol winced. You don't have to bother. Everyone's busy. I'm just a decoration now. Lynn paused. She could be off collecting compost data or mapping dandelion growth, but something about Sol's quiet flicker made her stop. No, Lynn said softly. You matter. With care, Lynn wheeled back to the tool shed. She returned with a tiny brush,
a cloth, and a drop of oil from the maintenance kit. She gently cleaned Saul's solar panel. The dust came off in swirls. The hinge creaked and then moved. Saul gasped. I could feel the sun again. By afternoon, Saul's tiny bulb glowed with a golden light, warm even in daylight. You didn't have to help me, Saul said. Why did you? Lynn looked up at the sun. Because kindness doesn't wait to be asked. That night, Lynn passed the garden again. Saul stood proudly, glowing at full brightness, and for the first time in a long time, someone had lit the path for Lynn. Thanks for listening to Lynn the Robot. Today, Lynn learned something new, and hopefully, so did we. Stay curious, stay kind, and remember, even small bots can carry a big light. Until next time, keep rolling.
This podcast is a production of Red Buoy Media, LLC. Content is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International. Please credit us, don't sell us, and share responsibly. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.